are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all, Alabama. I'm talking about this show. It goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, it's Thursday. It is Friday Eve. It is the day before the day that takes you to the weekend, and that means we got to do a little segment we like to call Butters and Lee. All right, Butters is in studio, and I do believe that the lovely Lee from Huntsville is on the phone. How you doing, Lee?
I am doing well. It's a nice spring day.
It is indeed. It's beautiful out there. Like even hard to be in a studio when I can look out the window and see this beautiful golf course. But
we could probably run some cables outside. You could do it from the back.
I could do a live remote from the golf course.
Yes.
If I played golf, that'd be even better. All right. Okay. I used to dabble at golf, but I was so bad that I could put divots in a putting green. It was awful. All right, listen. All right, here's the deal. You know the way it works, and for the benefit of our audience, Butters and Lee, two people that are just oftentimes sort of in the background keeping what we do like alive, but they've got such an integral part of the personality of the show that I like to have them on, and we see what their opinions are about stuff. So here's the deal. I got first question for you. All right. We've been talking about the southern border now for the last hour on the show. I'm going to do a part of the southern border crisis that I haven't talked about yet. Over 100,000 people have died, like in the last 2 years, from fentanyl poisoning. Much of it actually comes across the southern border. So by comparison, we lost, I'm going from memory, so I don't have this, but like my recollection was under 20,000 people, under 20,000 service members and all, including contractors, died over 20 years of fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. After terrorists killed 3,400-ish on 9/11. So you're looking there, less than 25,000 died in 20 years of war, to include the major terrorist incident that kicked it all off. And yet we've had 100,000 die in 2 years from fentanyl. Is it time for military action against the Mexican drug cartels? There's my question. Is it time for military action against the Mexican drug cartels? Oh, I see a look on Butter's face, but I'm going with Lee first. Lee, what you got?
Yes, of course, I think that it's time for action. The problem is, being a sovereign country, Mexico doesn't have to work with us. And the Mexican government is controlled completely by these cartels. Everyone is paid off in Mexico. It's as corrupt as the day is long. So getting anybody to cooperate or not, ruin any type of advance notice for anything would be difficult. But I just say go down there and drone the crap out of them. We didn't even have to have real military action. Just send the planes down there. We know where these people are. Drone the crap out of them.
So,
but
that's a military term, by the way. Drone the crap out of them. Okay,
I used to write that on the actual tasking orders for the drones.
Yeah,
that
drone
was
the crap out of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Lee. What you got?
I was just going to say that it's not just the fentanyl, which there's the Chinese origin of the fentanyl getting it to the Mexican cartels. I mean, that's another issue. But if they didn't have a distribution network, they would be heavily, hampered. But they're still shipping it also into the United States, and the cartels also have people in place here working within gangs here to distribute as well. So it's not just the cartels, but they're a big problem. And you got to also remember, so it's 100,000 people. There's also upwards 50 to 100,000 people that women and children that are human trafficked in the United States alone.
Yeah.
Alone. And those people, a lot of them are coming across the southern border, a lot. And same thing with up to 85,000 children that have come across the border. I looked up every one of these statistics. These are government statistics. 85,000 children, they don't know where they are.
Wow. Isn't that awful? That's
they don't know.
Amazing. Bless their hearts.
And so all things are happening. But guess what? These are expendable. These people are expendable. That's why the government doesn't care. What the government cares about, and what these politicians that are paid off, almost all of them, are in somebody's pocket, all the way up to and definitely including the Biden. And their interest lies with the interest of the people who have bribed them and who now control them.
All right. Wow. Butters, what do you got?
I don't know, you got nothing. Yeah, I don't know that I can really add too much.
Drone the crap out of them.
Yes. So, I mean, I think it's all part of the same problem. So let's pick it apart a little bit. If somehow the administration were to send military, okay, we're going to do some military action, which I think is highly doubtful until you have actual leadership to do that. Okay. So you go down and you drone the cartel folks right now, you still have the border problem. So we're expending resources. I just don't see, I mean, it's a much bigger, yeah, we know where they are. That's great. I mean, we also know where they're coming across the border and we can't stop them. In fact, if you ask some service members down that work for the Texas Guard, they know exactly where to stop people. And
exactly, yeah.
They're, you know, so it's got to all work together. The other kind of question and all that is, you know, we've been fighting this war on drugs for decades. Like what, and I'm truly asking this as a question. Like, I don't understand what all is entailed with that. And, you know, really trying to figure out the best way to solve that. I think it's a very complex okay. thing. So the bigger answer would be we got to get after this, and yeah. It's going to probably be
U.S. all military. Sorts of, that's my question though.
Yes, U.S. military. If that's what you know, especially because now you've got foreign reach, employment of U.S. military, whether it's soft guys, whether it's drones, whatever we got to do, I think that needs to be on the table.
So here's my thinking on it. First of all, I think you both are on it. I think that you look at the Mexican government, new Trump administration comes in and says, hey, President Obrador, you laughed recently when you thought it was funny to talk about when Pancho Villa came across the U.S. border back in 1916 and killed a bunch of Americans. You think that's funny? Here's the deal. You killed a bunch of more Americans by having a porous border and not helping us. So you get it under control or we're going to control it for you. You're on notice. You get it under control, President. You got the first choice, but the first option, but we're going to do it for you if you don't. And then you go ahead and have, you know, a team of SF guys or SEALs, and they go over there and they do some surveillance on a drug lab. And then we have a date certain, and we don't tell them what lab. We just say, we told you it was going to happen, and a Tomahawk cruise missile goes ahead and takes it out. Collateral damage be danged. You go ahead and just put one missile in a drug lab and the message will be sent. And I realize I am oversimplifying this. I realize that there are lawyers at the State Department and everywhere else who'll be like, oh my God, you can't do that. I understand. But at the same time, we can't keep allowing the death of 100,000 Americans. Who, by the way, 100,000 Americans, many of whom voluntarily took the drug. I get it. But if they didn't have the option, that would help.
So if you want to get legal about it, right? Yeah. So what you're talking about in taking military action, declaring war, which should be held by the little thing called Congress, right? So should a president come in and do that? Or do we need to actually get some form of...
You can declare a state of emergency and name the cartels as a terrorist group. And if you name the cartels as a terrorist group, you have a whole new day. And they won't do it. The Biden administration won't do it. What'd you say, Lee?
Well, nobody will do it. But we sure have droned the crap out of people in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
But we won't do it here. Here's the thing. Mexico could control every single bit of this traffic coming across our border if they chose to. They have a very narrow and small border on the bottom of their country. If that was heavily fortified, it would be vastly cheaper. It could be controlled. They do not want to control it.
No, in fact, it feeds their economy. To, yeah. Let's be honest.
Exactly. I think the third or the second highest source of funds for the Mexican government and economy is the American money sent back to Mexico.
Yep.
They have no interest in controlling anything.
No, you're absolutely right. It's in the billions. It actually is.
Yeah.
So I say part of the discussion with President Obrador is, by the way, we're about to start sanctioning those funds before they get to you. Your economy is not going to enjoy the influx of cash. All right, listen, I'm going to run out of time, so let me switch questions. That was a lively one. All right, here's one closer to home. Let's go to Big Rig's hometown of Prattville. All right, Prattville Library. Good gosh, the center of controversy in all of God's creation. The Prattville Public Library just fired their director recently after, you know, mounds of other controversy they've had. They're just determined to put sex books in kids' sections down there in Prattville. But the Prattville Library director was fired after apparently he gave emails that contained attorney-client privilege information, as well as recordings of him talking to his boss. And granted, we're a state where you're allowed to record from one side of the conversation. I'm a lawyer. I get that. Doesn't mean you should. And when you give all that stuff over to a liberal blogger, should you keep your job? I mean, at that point, he was an at-will employee, I believe. So was the firing justified? You first this time, Butters.
All right. So I actually came across this in looking for a question for you. I found one article about this and trying to dig it. So it was a FOIA request, it yeah. sounds like, which it seems like it's probably a fairly specific FOIA request to have emails going back and forth looking for guidance. But there are a couple of interesting. So did it get handled the right way? Did they meet the executive session rules, all of that kind of stuff? You know, maybe there's some area in there, but it sounds like in general they're taking care of business and trying to do what's right to protect children.
And I'll go ahead and point out too that when you've got general counsel, which they do, a FOIA request doesn't go through the director, it goes through the attorney. And he just basically said, I'm going to give them everything I want.
So
I'm going to give them more than they asked for.
The two quick scares. They use the word ban, right? And it specifically, he said, 100 children's books might be banned and forced into the adult section. That's not a ban. I think we've said that a billion times here.
Right.
And then they use the word social extremists are the ones fighting to support this ban. So apparently all the soccer moms out there are social extremists.
So what you're saying is the guy who was fired was actually literally putting his bosses in a bad light.
Oh, yeah.
Never a good idea. All right, Lee, your thoughts.
100% he should have been fired.
Yep.
And this is an at-will state.
Yep.
But he gave up privileged information. So he is to a blogger. He's a no-go. He should have been fired, A. And B, I just find that hysterical, the name for, you know, the common, what was absolutely 100% everyday opinion 5 minutes ago is now radical, whatever. But Huntsville Library is going the other direction, just FYI.
Yeah.
They have new policies proposed that are pretty much written by Reed Freely, the group that, you know, with the purple hair, saying that we need to, you know, have the kids have to have sex books. They just have to have them. It's important. So these changes are, you know, it's like the opposite of what they're trying to do at Prattville. I can't even understand it.
Well, at least Prattville's on the right track, whereas Huntsville appears to be regressing even further into debauchery.
Yes.
All right. Listen, that's round one of Butters and Lee. Good conversation, man, you guys. We'll come right back. This is where we flip the script after this break, and they just ask me a question. I don't even know what's coming. I just wait to see what we got. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Butters and Lee. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. And back here with a couple of folks got a lot of common sense. Butters and Lee. All right, this is where I switch gears. And I let them ask me a question, any question. Lee, what you got? You ought to see the look of eagerness on Butters' face right now. Butters is over here rubbing his hands. He's got a question. Now it went straight to you.
Thank you. I hear you laughing. So a major study published in The Lancet, I know you've heard it. It's a big, very popular scientific journal, found that global population will start to fall within decades due to a vastly reduced fertility rate and may never recover. Oh. And so the last time, we were talking about within like 2 decades. So last time that our population fell on Earth was 700 years ago, like the bubonic plague or something. So what people don't realize is, fertility rates start to drop. It's a little bit of a lag, but then you go off a cliff when it comes to population. Well, it isn't just because fewer people can have fewer babies, it becomes like this never-ending cycle.
Okay.
So this study was done by the Gates Foundation, which I find interesting. They're probably doing a little dance of glee, because, you know, they want to reduce the heat, he said, by 90% at least. Of course, that doesn't include him or his family or his progeny. But
is there a question here, Lee, or what?
Filibuster.
I wanted to go first. My question is, how do you think we stop this without just bringing the world's population into our country to help fill it?
Are you asking me if we need to make more babies? Is that what you're saying? I don't know how to answer this question.
How do we do that? And how do we stop the confusion and social contagion I think is contributing to it?
Well, I think, first of all, since the LGBTQ and transgender population has no means of breeding, I think we do away with that altogether. First of all, what are they attributing it to? Give me that real quick before I run out of time. What are they attributing this loss of population to? Is there some particular endemic thing that is happening or what?
Oh, climate change. People wanting to add to the Mother Earth by having more children. BS.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say all things social are also cyclical. They will go around and come around and go around and come around. So I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the bias of the Bill Gates Foundation funding a study that comes out and proves what they've been trying to say needs to happen. And I'm also not buying that climate change is going to destroy the Earth's population. Or for that matter, set it back. What I could see, though, is if you told me that they found that the COVID vaccines caused some measure of infertility that had not yet been seen, that would not surprise me.
Oh, they already know that. They already know that.
So how do we counter it?
Do you think maybe offering money? You have so many children, like they're doing in other countries? Enough children to get a tax break or something? I don't know.
China tried population regulation, and it's sounding like it's going to bite them.
Yeah,
they are about to fall off a cliff.
I say we just keep on breeding ourselves into success. That's what I think.
Encourage our kids. There are some interesting studies on
my part. That's all I can say.
Yeah, my part. Millennials waiting later, having less kids than boomers, and all that kind of stuff.
I think some of that is social, cultural. And I think some of that will also go away. All right, real quick, I got a question from the guy who's been wringing his hands. He's got a question. He's got notes.
Well, so I had to jump through hoops because you took my prattful question. So the main, I think it's hot off the presses, right? Maine voted against an EV bill.
Oh, yes. It's
right?
State of Maine. So, it's now.
51% of vehicles electric by 2028.
No.
Yeah. So, and it was actually part of the opposition was both the dealer association and a Democrat, one of their Democratic representatives. So, not just general thoughts on that, but are we finally starting to see some actual successful pushback from much more?
I think
on this stuff as we get closer to these silly dates that they've thrown out.
I think the Biden's notional push for net zero by a certain year. Is just that it's notional. I think the whole thing is losing its charge. You like what I said? You get that? All right. So I really think that the EV push is backfiring. The free market, I said it before, the free market will always self-correct. If a government continues to prop up a false market with the EVs like it's been doing, then you're going to wind up seeing this false bottom is going to just suddenly fall out one day, and it's going to be like the dot-com bubble. It's going to break, and I think we're there. And I think also Trump administration is going to come in and put a whack into it, and that's going to be fun. That's what I think. All right, Butters and Lee, love you both. Great job. We'll see you soon. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.